This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Sarah McCammon. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote as soon as today on whether to extend unemployment compensation for the millions of jobless workers who've run out of benefits. Congress has passed several previous extensions, but some observers say another is needed because of the large numbers of Americans who can't find jobs. The state is also seeing record levels of long-term unemployment as many Iowans max out their benefits without finding work. Joe Berkland is in that group. When Berkland talks about his situation, he doesn't mince words.
It's terminated, laid off, whatever, and some people say that you're in career transition. I'm unemployed.
Berkland is 60, tall and broad-shouldered with graying hair. He was laid off almost exactly a year ago from his job producing and marketing sewing and quilting shows. At a networking event for unemployed people in Des Moines, Berkland swaps tips on resume writing and job searching.
Yeah, and that's, one thing that...
It's like your resume.
Yeah, it's my resume in eight lines on the back of the business card.
Berkland's group, which includes a chemist and an engineer, isn't unusual, says Connie McKean, a career coach with Right Management.
When you first lose your job, a lot of people think, wow, I've got great skills and talents. It's not going to take me any time. I'm going to snap and find a job. And then a month goes by, and 6 months, and a year, and it's like, wow, is something wrong with me? I don't think it, I've got great success, but you start really doubting yourself.
Joe Berkland says he's interviewed for about a dozen jobs and had some repeat interviews, but no offers.
Your mind just goes, well, did I come across wrong? Am I too old? Too big? Too small? Why didn't I get the job?
To cut expenses, Berkland and his wife recently sold their four-bedroom home in Urbandale and bought a condo in West Des Moines. They're not alone. Carrie Koontz of Iowa Workforce Development says a record number of Iowans, 16,000, would qualify for more benefits if another extension is approved.
These individuals really are in a dire situation. They've probably already ran through all of their savings and things like that up to this point already. And that's why we desperately need these extensions for states like Iowa in the Midwest, where we're slower to go into the recession, but then we take longer to come out.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says extending benefits is a good idea, but only if it can be done without adding to the national debt. He voted last month against moving forward with the bill to extend unemployment compensation.
The reason it hasn't passed at this point is because from the grassroots of Iowa and the nation, we're getting a lot of concern about the big increase in the national debt, and people think that if we're going to spend money, we ought to pay for it.
Grassley says Congress should find creative ways to pay for benefits, perhaps with unused stimulus money or other cuts. While Congress deliberates, Joe Berkland says he's worrying about how to pay for day-to-day expenses.
Yeah, I could go out and be a greeter at Walmart or ask, would you like fries with that order? But, it's a waste of my talents. The pay scale drops way down. And so all of a sudden I'm generating far less in income to put back into the economy. So I'm still hoping to get a job where my talents and my background can be put to better use.